Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now to those January 6th call-ins on how those New Year's resolutions are working out. And specifically, we're giving you the chance to say how you're getting yourself to stick to them, even at this early date. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and Nan in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Nan, a belated Happy New Year.
Oh, hello. Happy New Year to you.
So what's your resolution?
My resolution is to grow my small business and stop making excuses. And so one of the ways I'm doing that is to write a blog post every week with a recipe, because I teach home cooking. And I've done the first, and I've got one in queue for next week. So I'm on track so far, but it's only 6 days in.
Cool. What kind of excuses were you making in the past?
Oh, goodness. If you only knew. Basically saying I'd rather be cooking than sitting in front of my computer, writing, or there's laundry to be done, or, gosh, I haven't exercised in a long time, or, you know, the usual.
All right. Good luck. Sounds like you're off to a good start. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Elizabeth in Brooklyn, what's your New Year's resolution?
Hi. Well, my New Year's resolution is the same thing it always is, and then a few other ones that are too personal to talk about. But no more parking tickets.
You get a lot of parking?
So good.
How many parking tickets do you get?
I don't know. Too many.
What,
maybe like 10 a year, but sometimes I've lasted till May, and other times I've lasted till the first week of January.
Because that's always your New Year's resolution. Is there a...
Always.
Is there a certain place where you're always tempted to park, or a certain situation where you're always tempted to take the risk?
That expired meter, and that, oh my God, it was parking street cleaning day.
Maybe you need.
I don't know.
There's an app for that somewhere that might tell you where the vacant parking spots are in real time in your neighborhood. There are a few of those things.
That would be good.
All right, Elizabeth.
That would be good. Sometimes with the new meters, you're going to get the ticket and you get back to the car to put it in, and they're writing you a ticket.
Good luck. Good luck with that. Let's see. John in New City. You're on WNYC. Hey, John, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too.
So what's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is the same as it's been for the last 2 years, and that was to quit smoking cigarettes.
And how's it going so far?
It's going good. For the first time, I've actually gone 48 hours without a cigarette, for the first time in a long time, at least. And, I was able to do that because I've been sucking on lollipops, and, like, actually 2 days ago I got the flu, so I haven't been able to smoke.
You get a certain time, a certain length of time into the year in the last 2 years, like Elizabeth did with her parking tickets, before you went back to smoking?
Normally I make it about 4 days. So this is a record. I think the longest I've ever gone was 12. But I'm doing pretty good this year, and I think, thanks to getting sick, I'll beat it this year.
That's great. Now, you know what I'm going to do for you? On our website, listeners, I want everybody to go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and for the comments page for this segment, write your best method for quitting smoking. There's stuff better than sucking on lollipops out there, I know. And maybe you've tried all of them, John, but we're going to get you all the advice that we can. And there's also the New York State Smokers Quit Line. I know that's one thing you can try. And good luck.
Thank you very much.
Check back on our site later and see what people have come up with. Let's see. From our website, Eben wrote, actually this is from our Facebook wall, I wanted to learn how to code. Tried last year, didn't succeed. This year I've signed up for CodeYear.com. They send a lesson once a week. It's social. Over 200,000 people have signed up, and I can tap into a broader knowledge base early, but we shall see. So good luck. Eben, let's see. Susie in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Happy New Year, Susie.
Happy New Year.
What's your resolution?
It's mundane, but I'm very proud, and by announcing it publicly, it might seal the deal. I am conquering paper piles.
Clutter.
Yes. Well, not all clutter in my life, but the paper, it's a start.
Uh-huh. What tempts you to make paper piles? What are all these papers that you have?
You know, mail, regular mail, my husband and I have a problem with never opening our mail, which is a costly problem. And I have three kids and three schools, and I just have so much paper. And I put it somewhere thinking, oh, this is important, though. I'm going to want this. Or I clip something to give to a friend or whatever, and or that I want to follow up on. And the piles get so big that my desk, actually, New Year's Day and Monday, I spent the entire days, both days, while my husband was home, just in there trying to reveal my desk.
Somebody instantly said, great. And somebody instantly sent me a tip for you, which is that Office Drop is a service which scans your papers and converts them to digital files. So what's your method for going forward? You have one?
Yes. I'm dealing with everything instantly. And a friend did tell me about the scanner, but I know I would put it off to the side to do later because
yeah,
I don't
gotta,
have a desk job.
You got to go and scan it.
So I'm doing things instantly.
You mail it? Is that what you do with Office Drop? Oh, you mail it. You like forward it to Office Drop, and then they scan it for you. Susie, good luck keeping your desk clean and dealing with stuff right away is one good approach, definitely. And let's see, Ed in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Happy New Year,
hello.
Ed. Hey, what's your resolution?
My resolution is to keep track of my expenses and my income, everything that I spend, everything that I take in. And I'm married, so I, you know, need to keep track of household income.
So do you make so much money that you don't need to keep track of your income, or so little that it's too painful to look?
Too painful to look, I'm afraid.
Yeah. And do you pay your bills?
I do my best.
But you don't keep the books. Is that the specific resolution?
Well, no. The specific resolution is to just keep track of what I spend and what I take in.
Making a budget. Ed, good luck. From our website, Mike writes, my New Year's resolution is to take the first week of the year off from the gym to give all those who resolve to get in shape time to realize they didn't really mean it. Mary in the Bronx, you're on WNYC.
Hi.
Hey, Happy New
Thanks
Year.
Thanks for taking my call.
And your resolution is?
To exercise more.
Ha. Ha ha. You know that Mike is waiting for you to give it up after a week.
Well, I'm out of breath because I've been exercising while I've been waiting to talk.
Oh, good. What you been doing?
Basically aerobics. I do jumping jacks. I can do 50 now. And then I do my jog in place, modified push-ups and some sit-ups.
That's good. You know, sometimes the Pilates videos are good for exercising at home.
Oh, yeah, they are. I have a couple of those.
So, all right, Mary, keep it up. Good luck.
Oh, wait, I wanted to tell you how.
Oh, go ahead, real quick.
Well, basically,
we have 10
I
seconds.
Started before the New Year's
uh-huh.
just to get warmed up. And what I do is I exercise at the same time every day, and it becomes like a habit.
Get on a clock. That's cool. Mary, thanks a lot. Call us again. Happy New Year again to everybody. Hope you're sticking with your New Year's resolutions. Post any advice you have for any of those callers to help them stick to theirs at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.